Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson.
I'm Dr. Reggie Johnson.
We're your hosts this morning, and we're continuing this powerful, powerful book study of soul psychology by Dr. Joshua David Stone. In particular, right now, we're in the second part, or we're going to go into the second part of our discussion on the science of the rays. How are you this morning, Dr. Reggie?
Alert, alive, and ready.
Oh, my goodness. Alert, alive, and ready.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you so much. Wow. Well, I hope you guys are enjoying this lesson. I say this all the time because this particular book, and there are some others that we've had from time to time that are rather tedious, but this is good foundational information that you can just sock away and you will recall it at the right time. I always believe that we're given the information that we need when we need it.
Amen.
So you may not see the need at this moment to have this information, but trust me, it's coming up. All righty. So Dr. Reggie, do you want to take us into our opening prayer?
Yes. We say good morning, Father, and we say good morning to everybody who's listening. Shower and bless everybody with love, light, peace, and prosperity in their lives. Let them know when crises show up, it's for them to learn a major lesson and to understand what ray they're on at that particular moment. Understanding the ascension levels that we're going through, that the earth is not the same as it was even 10 years ago. We're going through a new process, a new time, a new revelation. All light workers are made aware of this. If they're tuned into their spirit and know who you are, taking them on a personal and planetary ascension to be better citizens of the world and the cosmos, and to always hear your voice, the still small voice, that gives them direction and shows them love throughout this lifetime. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So, we've been talking about the science of the rays, and in particular, where Joshua Stone is taking us in this chapter is how we can spiritualize our negative ego. And that basically means that we're going to diminish the negative ego and to be able to function 100% from moment to moment in our Christ consciousness. So right now we're in the study of the science of rays. He's breaking it down and explaining it to us. But throughout the book, what he is teaching us or sharing with us is a path that he discovered to spiritualize the negative ego. And he is emphasizing the importance of balance. If you've been through this book study with us, you can see how he has built upon that premise, that thesis, that there has to be balance. We can't be too yin or too yang, too masculine, too feminine, because what creates the duality experience is the negative ego, superiority, inferiority, good, bad, right, wrong. The negative ego challenges us on that level. And he's saying we need to find a place where we are balanced in everything. And what really creates that balance, which equals and means the peace that so many of us are seeking, is being in the Christ consciousness. So let's go back. I mean, he has emphasized in this chapter the need for balance. There are 12 rays. He's been focusing on the 7 rays of the 12. And we've discussed the characteristics of those rays. And as you can tell from those characteristics, many of you maybe can identify with one or more of those characteristics. So you, and it's not unusual for you to be in a 1-3-5 or a 2-4-6 pattern of the rays. But our goal is to be aware of all of these rays and then to try to create a balance. If we do not, if we focus more on one ray as opposed to another, we may be terrific musicians, but our life can be totally dysfunctional in other areas. So that is his emphasis. Today I'm picking up on page 216, and he's calling it being a Renaissance person. And he's stressing the point again, the importance of balance. He says that we all want to be balanced, whole, and well integrated, even though we each will have an inclination toward a certain type of profession because of the ray of our monad and soul. So even if you are a 5th ray monad and have an interest in science, you still need to balance your power and your love and your wisdom and your devotion to God, business pursuits, and artistic expression. He wants us to be well-rounded souls. Each person ideally becomes a Renaissance man or a Renaissance woman within each ray type. Remember what I said earlier about each ray being whole within itself if properly understood. But problems occur when spiritual seekers become unfocused or place too much emphasis on one aspect of self and are then not well balanced. And the imbalances can manifest in an infinite number of ways, including being extremely gifted in one area and totally dysfunctional in others. So one way to look at this is to have as a goal to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. That is how we can become balanced. And this is also why we change rays and astrological horoscopes each lifetime to be or to create this balance. And listen to this. All of the knowledge and the information and ability that are necessary to achieve balance, they are already in our subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We have probably lived out each one of these types at least 30 or 40 times before. None is better than any other. They are all of equal importance to the perfect fulfillment of God's divine plan. And this means that to achieve a balanced self on all levels is already within us. See, we're already designed perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And that the challenge for us really is not to listen to the negative ego.
Exactly.
We will naturally move into this flow, into this balance.
That's very true. It's just funny you say that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I wanted to work at this law firm and work for them in a certain section of the law firm dealing with the WCAB, the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board.
Mm-hmm.
I never had that experience before.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I told God, please, show me the way. He did. The first week, I got a raise, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
The very first week. They gave me a raise. I got all that stuff done, had the come up dates and everything, and never knew what they were talking about. But I studied it very well and looked at it, and God gave me the information. So when you said He'll give you what you need when you need it, it's about learning to trust.
Yeah.
It really is. And know that you know this already somewhere in your mind.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love how he says, all we have to do is allow it to come forward.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
right.
Just allow. But see, ego will, I got to do this. I need to do this. Oh, I'm not good enough for this. All that comes into play.
That's very true.
That's the part that we're trying to eliminate. So he has a chart here that's listed that kind of gives us, it identifies the Ray, and then it identifies some corresponding professions. Like if you're on Ray 1, you might want to be into the government and politics and international relations. Ray 2 would be education and teaching, writing, speaking, radio, and TV. All go hand in hand. Ray 3 is about finance, trade, business, and economics. Ray 4 is sociology, racial, and cultural cooperation, and conciliation, the arts. Ray 5 would be science, including medicine and psychology. Ray 6 would be religion, ideology, or philosophy. And Ray 7 would be structuring of society and ordering of power through ceremony, protocol, and ritual. So in this chart, what we see is the well-balanced distribution of professions that the seven rays give us. Let's look at the government and politics. Why do we have so many corrupt and egotistical politicians? Because they are highly developed in the first ray, but not in the second ray or the sixth ray. The second ray initiates are great spiritual teachers, but are often dysfunctional in business, which is the third ray, or they have not learned how to fully own their personal power and move into leadership. Initiates on the third ray may be well-developed in dealing with money and business. However, if they are not developed in the second ray, which is dealing with teaching and education, if they're not And they will not use love and wisdom and integrity in their dealings. If they don't have the first ray, then they won't be powerful and decisive. If they are not developed in the sixth ray, their devotion may be to man rather than to God. So, and that's an interesting point that he makes about the sixth ray. And the reason he says that they will be more devoted to the man as opposed to the God, and the reason, as opposed to God. And the reason I bring that up is because so many people go to these churches to follow the minister and rather than to actually follow God.
It's true.
They honor the minister.
And sometimes they go beyond belief because we know two people who've gone to churches, and they worship the minister so much, they had the congregation doing crazy things.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe what I heard.
So you can see how that demonstrates in that area. The fourth ray type may be an artist, but without the fifth ray energy, he or she is too yin. And the fifth ray type may be a great scientist, but without developing the sixth ray, maybe too focused on science at the expense of God. And we see that a lot in the medical profession. They separate the functioning of your body from you as a spirit or as a soul. And there's a huge movement right now to treat the whole person, mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't fully taken over the medical industry because, of course, that's being dominated by money more so than your health care. But there are physicians that are moving into treating the whole person. Dr. Reggie just saw a movie where they were really making a connection to your personal power in the healing process.
Oh, yes.
So it's coming about slowly but surely. Anyway, he's given you quite a few examples here. He has another chart where you can do a self-assessment so that we know which rays we possess and which we don't possess. And we will make great strides toward the goal of being balanced and an integrated person. So all the rays are Christ qualities, in the same way that all the astrological signs are. Remember yesterday Dr. Reggie shared with us that the disciples of Jesus were represented all of the astrological signs. And I would guarantee you as we go through this, they probably represented each one of the rays as well. So maybe the whole story, I'm just throwing it down here, was to talk about the qualities of man, the 12 qualities, the 12 rays, the 12 characteristics of man as we move to Christ consciousness. If we take the physical, if we take away the story of a man named Jesus and 12 disciples who were also men, and if the story represents Christ consciousness plus the 12 qualities of characteristics of man on that journey to merge with Christ consciousness, that story becomes extremely powerful, does it not? That's what is so unique about the Bible, because there's so many levels of understanding the stories that they have there, which are really on some level allegories. It's just, it blows my mind. So he says that the true self-realized being is developed in all of them, meaning all of the astrological signs and all of the rays. All of these rays need to work together like a threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power being balanced in the heart. If we are deficient in any one of these, our whole personality will become imbalanced. There is also a 7 or a 12-fold flame in our heart that we also must balance. So mastering this science of the rays, the archetypes, the astrology, all dovetail together, and it will help you move into this Christ consciousness. The problems that arise when these 12 aspects are not balanced are of infinite number. It could be from health problems to relationship problems, emotional problems, spiritual problems, blocked creative expression. All of that is rooted in imbalance.
Mm-hmm. Very true. I know that's real.
All of it, imbalance. So here, he has a chart here, and I'm not going to go through this chart. I want you guys to just purchase this book. The next chart is on page 218, and it reveals how each ray has either a higher or a lower expression, because each of the 12 rays can be used in service of the negative ego or in service of the soul. See, the ray doesn't know how you're going to use it. It's just a law. But it's your free will that allows you to use it for your higher self or for your negative ego. So he lists the 7 rays and their higher expression and their lower expression. So remember that ray 7 is the one that deals with ritual and ceremony. Okay? Ray 7, the higher expression of race 7 is white magic, or what some people would call high holy magic.
Mm-hmm.
But the lower expression is black magic and spiritualism. Look, Ray 1, the higher expression is the science of statesmanship and of government. You know, in the political and government arena. But the lower expression is modern diplomacy and politics, where you're negotiating for everything or manipulating everything rather than coming from the place of love. The science of statesmanship is really governed by moving in love and caring about the people and doing everything on behalf of the people. Politics is about manipulation. Okay, so that gives you an example of how he lists these higher expressions and lower expressions. The rays and their distinctive methods of service, each type of ray has a unique and distinctive method of service, such as Ray 1 is servants of the first ray. They impose the will of God upon the minds of men. They do this through the powerful impact of their ideas and their knowledge of the principles and practices of governing. They lead the process of the death of the old form and the rebirth of the new idea. Servants to this ray are God's destroying angels in a positive sense. However, servants who still operate on the personality ray often distort and misuse this energy. Now, you know, sometimes as I'm teaching, I get pictures and I try to explain things further to you through the pictures that I'm receiving. And what came to mind was Franklin D. Roosevelt, who took over as president, who became president during a horrible depression here in the United States. He had such a great love for humanity, for Americans in particular. He understood the struggle that they were going through and the creative ideas that he came up with to move us out of that depression were absolutely phenomenal. It was at that point that they created the New Deal. He had a jobs program. They built the infrastructure for roads and highways that gave people jobs. Social Security was developed at that time. So you can see it moving on Ray 1, and being a servant to humankind. Ray 2, the servants of the second ray meditate on and assimilate ideas associated with the divine plan. Because of the powerful attraction of love, they teach people to respond to the divine plan. They educate others to do the same work and carry these ideas even deeper into the consciousness of humanity. So, case in point, I believe that Dr. Reggie and me as well, I believe that we're on that second ray. We definitely recognize God's divine plan. That's why we're teaching all of this stuff now and sharing it with you now. And we want you to go out as you sow this information in your heart and share it with others so that this becomes the mass consciousness rather than this limited few who believe these principles.
Mm-hmm.
Ray 3, the servants of the third ray function to stimulate the intellect of humanity. They help the mass consciousness to achieve greater comprehension through the manipulation of ideas.
Mm.
So here's what they're saying. There are some people, we just want to see Steve Jobs. The movie about Steve Jobs, you know, the guy who created Apple. I shared some of that with you the other day. He was here to show you how technology can merge with the desires of your heart. And he had a line, he says, how do people know what they want if they've never seen it before? So he planted inspiration for how to utilize technology in a different way. It was just amazing. That was his whole life purpose. And I believe that that was part of a divine plan. Because with technology, we have leveled the playing field. We can share so much knowledge around the world. There's no such thing as time or distance anymore because of technology. Dr. Reggie has clients in the UK and Australia who receive the same level of service as if they were here in the U.S. So this is a wonderful, wonderful time to be alive, and we can just see such tremendous things being done. There are a few servants of the fourth ray in incarnation at this time who fully embody this ideal. However, there are fourth-ray personalities. Their major task is to harmonize emerging ideas with older ideas to bridge the schism. They are initiates who are able to synthesize many ideas and then create from them a new vision of reality. Now, there are a whole slew of teachers. I'm going to call them New Age teachers that are on the planet. I would even say a lot of the channeled work, Abraham coming through Esther Hicks, for example. They are teaching you new technology. They're merging the religion the way we've been taught the principles that are in the Bible with the truth principles, because it's not anything new. But so many of us are just ready now to hear these messages the way they have been, the way they're coming to us at this time. But what I try to do, and I think I fall into this category, is many of you are coming from a Christian background or a fundamentalist background, and I try to be the bridge between the two, because the truth is in your embedded technology. I just want you to look at it from a different perspective so that you can see the link. Sometimes when we've been taught in church, we really have not been able to apply the principles in our lives, because they haven't presented the information to us in a present day language that we can understand, or concepts that we can understand. Some teachers are better than others in bringing it into our contemporary life. That's the word I'm looking for. But some stay stuck in just repeating the scripture without really showing us the power of that scripture in our contemporary lives. That's where I try to be a bridge for you. There's this new language that's expressing the same thing that's in the scripture, but I'm using our contemporary language, our contemporary life experiences, so that we can see the truth of those principles. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He goes to Ray 5. He says, this ray is coming into more prominence at this time on a mass level, because the servants of the fifth ray, they investigate form in order to uncover their underlying meaning and power. Their job is to prove whether ideas are true or false. And for that reason, they focus on concrete science.
True.
That's what
it's true.
The secret came out, and they were the secret presents all of the principles that are in the Bible.
It's True.
But they use science to prove them. So they show you the correlation between the discoveries that scientists have made that really are supporting the truth principles that are in the Bible. One being the impact of our thoughts on our environment. And now there's another thing, I think it's called The Living Matrix, another movie, The Living Matrix, that just focuses on healing.
Yes, it does.
And these are scientists that are that can prove that the way you think controls your healing. So this, like I said, this is a wonderful, wonderful time to be alive. And what will happen with this information is that it will seep into the mass consciousness, and then it becomes a technology, or beyond that, a belief system. And so we will be healing ourselves. And the Bible says what? Physician, heal thyself. Okay. So the seventh ray, or the sixth ray, has been very strong in our past history. However, it is now waning in power as the seventh ray begins to pour in. Servants on this ray are focused on the art of recognizing ideals, which are the blueprint of ideas, and they train humanity to seek the good, the true, and the beautiful. But now we're moving more into the seventh ray consciousness. And this is the ray that is where the servants of the seventh ray, they organize the ideal and physically manifest it on the earthly plane. Whew, that is why we are focused here on manifestation. And we call it prosperity, but we're really talking about manifestation in every area of your life. All rays are essential to the completion of the divine plan, and no ray is better than another. All the rays work to carry out a specific group idea of the seven Kohans, or archangels of the seven rays. So the next chart gives us a deeper understanding of each ray's type and distinctive methods of service. If you have never experienced a ray reading and don't know the rays of your monad, your soul, your personality, your mind, emotions, and body, I highly recommend that you do so, because ray readings are extremely vital to the understanding of your soul's purpose and destiny, just as a well-interpreted astrological chart is to understanding your personality. So if you would like to get a little bit more information about the rays, I encourage you to contact the Melchizedek Light Synthesis Academy. And I will get that information to you. And maybe we can try to find someone to come on our show on Oracle Friday to do those ray readings. Won't that be fun? All righty. I am actually going to close this chapter out today, because again, I am encouraging you to purchase the book. He really breaks down more information on the rays. and most of the rest of the chapter is in a chart format. So I would definitely encourage you to purchase the book and read the remaining of the portion of the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to, and you can hear my voice, it's just going these past few days. I don't know what's happening with my voice, but it's a little painful. And I don't want to, I'm just going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Thank you, God, for this beautiful lesson. And let us take all of this into consideration. that no matter what the rays are, you are the creator of the rays. And that we have those things automatically. We don't have to break them down scientifically because you created science. We can incorporate them in our hearts, our soul, and our minds to live and to be uplifted and to be. We can discover where we are by what we feel and what we sense. Give us divine guidance and the inner wisdom and the inner knowing to know where we are, and who we are in. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank you for the Christ blueprint and the solar and lunar rays and the earth rays of our body. We have so much to learn and so much to give to the world to make our life in harmonious balance and to keep the peace within ourselves and to share this with others. When we share, we receive a marvelous revelation about ourselves. We believe this is so as we go out into the world, and so it is.
And so it is. God bless. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.